Ciao, sono Mark e oggi ho una notizia. We have some fantastic news for Italian learners. Starting February 2024, our Coffee Break Italian Masterclass is a brand new way to help you take your Italian to the next level. Aimed at intermediate Italian speakers who want to move on to an advanced level, the masterclass covers advanced topics such as pronouns, the conditional perfect, the passive voice, subjunctive structures, and much more, and it ultimately helps you sound more Italian. It's a six-month coaching course with a different module covered each month, and it starts on the 1st of February. The lessons are self-access, so you can work through each module and benefit from feedback and support from our wonderful masterclass tutors, Francesca and Maurizio. Imagine building your fluency with the Coffee Break Italian team over the next 6 months. Does this sound fantastico? Search today for Coffee Break Italian Masterclass or visit coffeebreaklanguages.com/Italian and join the class of February 2024. Places are limited and we're starting soon. Allora, cosa aspetti? Ci vediamo alla masterclass.
As humans, we're naturally driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. When I was looking to hire someone, it was so slow and overwhelming. I wish I had used Indeed. If you need to hire, you need Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform, with over 350 million global monthly visitors according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. And Indeed doesn't just help you hire faster. 93% of employers agree Indeed delivers the highest quality matches compared to other job sites, according to a recent Indeed survey. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/podcast. That's Indeed.com/podcast. Terms and conditions apply.
Coffee Break Italian Top Up Episode. Buongiorno, sono Mark da Coffee Break Italian. I'm here with a top up episode, and this is going to help you get ready for the next lesson of Coffee Break Italian coming very soon. For our premium listeners, this will be the fifth in our series of top up episodes between the first part of season one and the second part. And for those of you who are listening to the free podcast, we hope that this helps you get ready for lesson 21. Cominciamo! Basically, what I'm going to do is give you some translation challenges. Now, this is using lots of different vocabulary areas that we've covered in the first 20 lessons of Coffee Break Italian. And you'll be able to use all your Italian skills to come up with these sentences in Italian. Let's begin with number one. Going from English into Italian, I am from Washington, but now I live in Florence in Italy. Now we're going to give you some time to think this through and translate that into Italian. So I'll say it again. I am from Washington, but now I live in Florence in Italy. Okay, so let's put this into Italian. I am from Washington. That would be sono di Washington. But now I live in Florence. Ma adesso abito a Firenze. In Italy. In Italia. So the whole thing, I am from Washington, but now I live in Florence in Italy. Sono di Washington. Ma adesso abito a Firenze in Italia. Okay, let's move on to number two. The question I'd like you to translate into Italian is, how many children do you have? How many children do you have? That's quite tricky, especially the question word. Try translating that into Italian. How many children do you have? Now, we know how to say how much, as in quanto costa, how much does it cost, or quant'è. Now, we can change how much into how many by following our standard patterns, and that would be from a singular o ending to a plural I ending. So quanto, meaning how much, becomes quanti, meaning how many, where quanti is referring to whatever the plural thing is that we're asking about. How many children do you have? We could say how many sons or daughters, or that one word that covers both sons and daughters, figli. Quanti figli? And then we need to decide whether it's an informal do you have or a formal do you have. The informal would be I, H-A-I, and the formal would be a. So it would either be quanti figli hai or quanti figli ha. If we were asking the question, how many daughters do you have, that's slightly different because, of course, daughters are female. Therefore, we need to use the female plural, the feminine plural form of the question word quanto. So that becomes quante figlie hai. Daughters, a daughter is una figlia. Daughters are figlie. So quante figlie hai? How many daughters do you have? Okay, let's move on to number three. I'd like you to translate into Italian. Is there a shop nearby? I need two postcards. I'll say that again. Is there a shop nearby? I need two postcards. Okay, so there are two parts of that sentence. First of all, is there a shop nearby? C'è un negozio qui vicino. C'è, meaning is there or there is. Un negozio. Un negozio is the word for a shop. And qui vicino, literally meaning here nearby. So c'è un negozio qui vicino. Is there a shop nearby? I need two postcards. Now, I wonder if you remember that I need is really like saying I have need of. Ho bisogno di. And the postcards are cartoline. Una cartolina, a postcard. So, ho bisogno di due cartoline. The whole thing. Is there a shop nearby? I need two postcards. C'è un negozio qui vicino. Ho bisogno di due cartoline. Let's move on to number four. I'd like you to translate into Italian. I'm sorry, I don't understand. What does zia mean? I'll say that again. I'm sorry, I don't understand. What does zia mean? Okay, let's split this up again. I'm sorry, I don't understand. You could say, mi dispiace, non ho capito, I have not understood, or simply, non capisco, the present tense, non capisco, I don't understand. Mi dispiace, non capisco, or mi dispiace, non ho capito. And then the second part, what does zia mean? You could say, cosa vuol dire zia? Cosa vuol dire zia? Literally, that means, what does it want to say? What does zia want to say? Cosa vuol dire zia? So the whole thing, I'm sorry, I don't understand, what does zia mean? Mi dispiace, non ho capito, or non capisco. Cosa vuol dire zia? Okay, let's move on to number five. And in this one, I'd like you to use the formal form. It's a question. I'd like you to translate. And what about you? Where are you from? So, and what about you? Or, and you, where are you from? Okay, for this one, we need to say, and you, or what about you? E lei? Where are you from? Di dov'è? Di dov'è? And that's the one that's written D-O-V apostrophe, then the letter E with an accent, a grave accent. Di dov'è? Where are you from? E lei? Di dov'è? And you? Where are you from? Okay. Let's throw in one more translation challenge. This is number 6. I'd like you to translate into Italian. This is my partner. She is called Sophie. I'll say that again. This is my partner. She is called Sophie. Okay, now there's a little trick in here. We need to remember something special about the word for partner. First of all, we're talking about a female partner, so it's una compagna. But when we use the word compagna and we're saying it's my partner, then we can't just say mia compagna. We have to say la mia compagna. So the whole thing, questa è la mia compagna. Si chiama Sophie. Questa è la mia compagna. Si chiama Sophie. Now, of course, if we were saying, this is my sister, we would just say, questa è mia sorella. But because compagna is not quite a blood relative, if you like to think of it that way, we would say, la mia compagna. Of course, we've spoken about that in the main episodes. Okay, so I hope that this has helped you review some of the language we've covered in previous episodes, just as we get ready for episode 21 of our course. We're looking forward to it, and we hope you are too. Ciao, ciao! This is a production of the Radiolingua Network. Find out more at radiolingua.com.